That is time for the Poets Corner on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country.
What'd you say?
And Lonnie's making jokes over here, so we'll get rolling here. We got one of our friends on the line with us today, Jenny Odell. Jenny, thanks for joining us on the line.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Okay. We've been talking about up here in the studio. I know that can I share with everybody what's been going on with you right now?
Well, I guess so, because it's kind of a Christmas episode that I didn't care for, but they're taking good care of me here.
Yes, you've been in the hospital for a few days, but we hope that you're going to get released today. So,
I
just wanted to point out your dedication that even from a hospital bed, you came and called in today with your poem. And we really
appreciate
that.
I'd rather be down there walking that mountain of stairs you have.
Yeah, we know that. We're used to seeing you here. But you said, I loved it when you said, I wrote a great poem. So will you share it with us?
Yes, for my grandsons. I was supposed to see them this weekend, but I'll read this for all of you and for them. And it's called Christmas Magic Memory. Was the week before Christmas when everyone's wishes were part of all recent Montana thought. Live trees were cut and dragged through the forest, tied to the tops of the cars they brought. My grandsons in the Bitterroot had been in the valley and found the perfect tree they could cut. It was their first Christmas in southwest Montana. In their eyes, you could see the magic they brought. As snowflakes fell in the light, airy fluff, they played in the snow and forgot their original plan to each grab a hot chocolate and sit near the fire and get toasty warm as quick as they can. Before their journey back to their home, where the pine would magically be the centerpiece inside, the three little boys found themselves at the top of a beautiful, fluffy, snowy hill down which they could slide. How quickly they wandered, with Mom and Dad watching. How quickly they slipped right over the side. And soon they were piled up at the bottom in one huge laughing bundle of hot chocolate denied. Their dad laughed out loud from the top of the hill. Watch out, I'm on my way down after you. And he and Mom both left the side of the fire. And after their boys, like lightning, they flew. Their three boys all shrieked with delight at the view of Mom and Dad sliding down the light, fluffy snow. The day was all magic in the Montana forest as they climbed back up the hill, plowed through the deep flow. And their laughter spread widely in echoing bands across the Bitterroot Valley and the Montana snow. The meaning of Christmas and the smell of the pine, the memory of Christmas and the smell of the pine with hot chocolate and a magical fire that did glow. Now the trees in the house and boys all asleep while Mom and Dad sit in the quiet of night with only the lights of the tree to remind them of this blessed Montana memory and their magical tree's flight.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas. That was beautiful. Thanks for sharing it with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.